Let's find out more now about last night's commuter plane crash. Here's what we know. A Continental Airlines propeller plane took off from Newark, New Jersey. It was bound for Buffalo, New York, and crashed into a house in suburban Buffalo. All 49 people on board were killed. One person in a house was also killed. Earlier this hour, the National Transportation Safety Board briefed reporters, and here's spokesman Steve Chelander.
We've been allowed by the incident commander to go in and try to retrieve the black boxes, if you will, the two recorders, the cockpit voice recorder, and the flight data recorder. Our intent is to get them out of here this morning and back to Washington and start the analysis of those as quickly as we can.
That's National Transportation Safety Board spokesman Steve Chelander. NPR's Margot Adler is following this story and joins us from our New York Bureau live. Margot, good morning.
Good morning.
And what are you learning as they try to piece together what might have happened?
Well, you know, you just heard Steve Chelander, but what was interesting was what the fire emergency control director said before him, David Bissonnette. Basically, there have been 9 fire departments since 11:30 last night, and it's still hot there. So whether they can get in to get those black boxes is not clear. There's apparently a natural gas leak that has not been capped. They may not get in until the afternoon. At least that's what we were told.
So that might be the source of these extraordinary photographs and images we've seen of the scene. You see a house silhouetted in flame. You see continuous flames, and that's continuing to be a problem.
Absolutely.
So have officials said anything about what might have caused the crash? Of course, it's early to be definitive, but what clues are they looking at?
Well, they are not talking about, but what's interesting is that there were apparently a lot of messages picked up by other pilots on air traffic control after the crash. And a lot of those pilots said that they were worried about ice, that they were experiencing ice on the wing. And so that is definitely the number one speculation that people were having. But at the news conference that just happened, there was a no willingness. They said, that's the analysis part. We're not talking about that now.
Ice on the wing. At least on some other planes. But, of course, these are planes this is a plane that flew without incident, as far as we know, from Newark almost to Buffalo before experiencing trouble at the last moment, right?
Yes, but a lot of people say that ice can build up at the last minute, that you can have ice at certain levels that suddenly come in that, you know, is not a problem until you get to a certain place. So it could have been that ice was at, you know, 20,000 feet, 10,000 feet, whatever, and only at a certain window.
We're talking with NPR's Margot Adler about last night's commuter plane crash. And Margot, did you say that 9 different fire departments have been called to the scene of this crash?
Well, that's what David Bissonnette said at the news conference. And he said they had gotten there at just about 11 o'clock, which would have been about 40 minutes after the plane actually crashed into a house about 7 miles from the airport.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Margot Adler. She's in New York, and she's reporting on last night's crash of a Continental Airlines commuter plane. Again, the details that we know so far, the plane went down in a suburb of Buffalo. All 49 people on board and one person on the ground were killed.